You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Brutus Gets the Girl. And first thing I want to comment on is that at myspace.com/BrutusGetsTheGirl, your location is listed as Monrovia/Pasadena/Los Angeles. So your point of origin is actually moving west, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, little by little. Little by little.
Welcome, Brutus Gets the Girl.
Thanks.
And who am I talking to right now?
My name's Silvano, and I'm the singer slash guitarist. And we also have...
Oh, I am Marisol, or Marisol, and I'm Silvano's sister, and I do keyboards and background vocals, you know, all that good stuff. And...
My name is Mike, or Mike.
And is Mike your alias?
Mike is my alias. My real name is Mike. And I play the drums, and that's about it. Joe?
My name is Joe.
There you go.
It's, yeah, just Joe.
This is like an after-school special.
Yeah, right.
And my name is Joe.
I play synth and make funny noises with the band and all that good stuff.
You play the computer.
I play the computer.
Now, do you actually play the computer live, or are you more of a studio recording?
Yeah, a PowerBook run through a keyboard, and I found that it's this world of virtual instruments and whatnot. It's I can have, you know, 20 cool synths instead of just one, so it does bring something to the live setting, I think.
So I was reading a little bit about you guys, and it sounds like part of your influence comes from a lot of the music that I grew up on from, like, the late 80s and early 90s. What is it about 80s and that sort of fusion of electronic music and pop rock music that speaks to you?
I don't know. For me, it's pretty much... I grew up with it. Like, the first cassette I ever owned was Depeche Mode. Like, Some Great Reward. And I just think, like, I'm the oldest sibling, so I had cousins that were older than I was, and they pretty much, whatever they were listening to, I was into. And luckily, it was, for me, luckily, I think it was Depeche Mode and, like, you know, Duran Duran, all the cool 80s stuff, The Cure, you know, all that stuff, Smiths. So, I don't know, as I grew up, I started, like, just getting more into that vein of, like, electronic stuff. I just saw that, like, those early bands were kind of like the basis of all these newer bands that were coming up, and I saw the influences that the newer bands had, and I just kind of, you know, and I just, that music just stuck with me. It's something, makes my blood flow. It makes the blood flow.
And there's also, I mean, there's a lot of negativity from the rock mafia about electronic music and how it, you know, it works its way into pop music.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if maybe that's almost like a special challenge to sort of show that you can use electronic music in your work and use it as an instrument and not just as a convenience.
I think that rock bands hate it until they have to use it, and then they love it. You know, they'll find a synth lead or some sort of synth bass line, and they're just like, wow, that's really cool. And when you play in a live setting, I think that anything that gets heads bobbing and booty shaking is, you know, a good response booty to the music. So I think, you know, that they're always like kind of like lawyers. You hate them until you have to need one, you know. And, I think that's the situation with electronic music. And it's a generational thing, too. You know, we grew up here in L.A. listening to... you know, all these great bands that had such a heavy electronic influence, especially on today's artists. You know, I think Mike over there said something once, like, yeah, that band sounds like Interpol. And I said, well, they sound like Joy Division, but that's beside the point. You know,
right.
You know, it's one of those things that it really influences everybody that is making music right now. They don't remember where they heard it, but it's in their head.
And Mike, or if Mike. I may call you Mike.
Yes.
As a drummer with electronic elements in the band, do you sort of feel like you have a responsibility to ensure that you guys don't just use drum loops, that the live drumming is an integral part of the music?
Yeah, you know, we all try to add it in there. We all try to play our instruments at the same time, and sometimes it's difficult to play along with another drum beat, but I think we all work together and make it happen, so...
Well, cool. Why don't we go into into a live song, and then we'll talk about how you guys met and formed and started putting music together.
Sounds good to me.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Song's called Want My Love.
I'll tell you one more time. How long can I wait? How much more can I take before I make you mine? Make you mine. Pack it up, drive on over, show me a sign that you want to be mine.
Do you want my love?
Do you wanna be 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 my love?
Do you turn your head, you hide behind a smile, but all the while there's a question left unsaid. Left unsaid. Pack it up, drive away, don't be a tease. Just let me be if you don't want my love.
Do you want my love?
Do you wanna be 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 my love?
Do you I wanna let you know, I'll tell you one more time. How long can I wait? How much more can I take? You hide behind a smile, but all the while there's a question left unsaid.
Do you want my love?
My love.
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 Do you want my love?
Talk to me about the genesis of Brutus Gets the Girl. It started with just you, Silvano, and your sister Marisol,
that's
right?
Correct.
Yes.
Indeed.
So a lot of people want to kill their siblings.
I did at one point.
But you decided to form a band instead.
I said keep your enemies closer. No. Yeah, I don't know. I think my soul always kind of like, I don't know if it was because she was like, because she, you know, just like how I grew up listening to what my older cousins, you know, listened to, I think maybe my soul just listened to whatever I was listening to, and she kind of got the same influences and stuff. And, you know, I heard her play some music, or she would ask me, hey, who is that? You know, while I was playing something. And, when I used to play, I used to take piano classes back in the days, and I used to play a little tune that it took me forever to learn, and then I'd see her go up to the piano and say, how do you play that? And I'd kind of like show her real quick, Then I'd walk away, and like a day later, she's playing it like, you know, with her eyes closed and one hand tied behind her. Yeah, that's what it is. I guess so. But yeah, so.
So, your parents force you into piano lessons, or is this something that you naturally gravitated towards?
I always liked it. It was actually my another sister that I have, a younger sister, and it's a sister between Marisol and I.
Yeah, she's 7 years older.
Yeah, she's two years younger than I am.
Yeah,
and I'm 15. we both started taking piano lessons, and she kind of felt like she was forced for a bit because she didn't. I don't think she really liked it. Cause she kind of like stopped doing that after a while, but I kept on going with it, and I took it for. I say.
So she's like the one Baldwin brother that doesn't act.
Yeah. But yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or I don't know, one of them. Yeah. But yeah, she. So I just kept on going with it, and then later on I just progressed to wanting to play the guitar, and taught myself how to play the guitar, and little by little, I don't know, just kind of grew like that.
So how did you guys go from just brother and sister act to a full-size band?
First my brother approached me, and how long were we doing it for, like, together, just us?
I think the band, like, just Marisol and I were made for, like, a year and a half, close to 2 years. And then we just decided that, like...
Was it just you on guitar and the two of you singing?
Just me on guitar and Marisol on keyboard. And after that, we just wanted to start like an actual band, because you get more ideas of Sony so much I could do, you know, you could do with like that. And then I approached
Mr. Joe
Spellman over here, and
on computers.
He'll tell you how how we met.
Silvano and I go way back, and we were we actually met at film school classes at Pasadena City College, and we were putting together some crazy little bits of film that sometimes we still do, and it evolved into doing everything ourselves, shooting and editing, and then we started laying down some soundtrack music and doing some funky ambient stuff, Sigur Rós style guitars with some synthy kind of ominous tones in the background. And then one day he calls me up and he says, I've got this band, and maybe you could jump in on it. And I went, God, dude, I haven't seriously played since junior high, but sure, yeah, let's go. And been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
And there's Mike. One day I was walking in downtown LA with some friends, and I heard some guy, and he was playing a bucket. And with drums.
That's a lie.
And then I threw him a quarter, and then fine.
I've known their family for a while, and through cousins and friends we were introduced, and I started playing with them when I was only playing drums for like a year, and luckily they put up with me learning, and I think I've got better by playing with them. You're only as good as the people you play with, so. Wow. That's how we met.
How often do you guys rehearse?
We try to do it. It's twice a week. We used to rehearse a lot more. But be honest with you, I think now that we rehearse like twice a week only, I think we accomplish more. Because when you get together, like, we used to practice, I think, like 3 or 4 times a week. And I think it just gets to the point, at least it did for me for a while. It got to the point where it was like something you had to do, and you're like,
it's like a job.
Like a job, yeah. But now it's kind of like, you still have a life, and you still do stuff, and those 2 days, you just concentrate on like those few hours.
We keep that time sacred. It's kind of like we get in there, and we focus on it, and we were talking about how... The band is kind of like, well, for me anyway, probably for Silvano, it's cheap therapy. we get to like let all of our dark, brooding, introspective crap out on music, and we're just talking about how we have a lot of electronic influences, but you hear all this acoustic folk stuff with lovesick lyrics. So I think it's good for us.
Do you guys all have day jobs like outside of this?
unfortunately.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how, like, you go on Monday and then they expect you to go back to, like, the same place for, like, the whole day on Tuesday?
I know.
It's
ridiculous.
And then again on Wednesday.
It's ridiculous.
I don't even understand. Like, most people operate like that.
I really don't get it. And then you finish the whole week. You actually, you know, kind of go by the rules and go the whole week, and they expect you after the weekend to come back the next Monday.
And do it the whole thing again.
All over again.
It's amazing.
I don't understand it.
Do you want to go into another live song, and then we'll chat a little bit more, and then we'll play some more tunes from the EP and talk
about
that?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Brutus Gets the Girl, and you can check out www.myspace.com/Brutus, B-R-U-T-U-S, Gets the Girl.
There's something hidden behind that smile of yours. How many times will my heart break in two? When will I stop putting all my faith in you?
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Brutus Gets the Girl. So one of the joys of electronic music is laying down that perfect track and knowing that it's down and that you never have to touch it again and it'll always sound that way.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of the joys of live guitar-based music is playing it in front of a crowd of people and seeing how they react and seeing the little changes in every performance. Which do you guys respond better to, the recording artist side of it or the live performance side?
Ooh. I don't know. Joe, how do you feel?
You're fired.
Yeah. No, I think that, you know, music is a performing art form. So, you know, we could all sit in our basements and tweak sounds until the cows come home. And if nobody hears it, you know, it's kind of like, you know, did it happen? You could be the greatest artist in your basement, but
If a track falls in the basement, no one's there to hear it.
The energy of performing live is key, and translating what we're trying to do into a live situation is a big challenge, and it's something that when it works well, and we really feed off of that. So I think having a combination of the guitar-based music along with elements of electronic to, I don't know, I kind of look at it as kind of a sweetening process, you know, and I think that's what we try to go for and try to keep that energy. Hopefully the crowd will feel it.
What have you guys learned from your early live experiences?
We need to practice more.
You can never practice enough.
Yeah, you can never practice enough. Yeah, exactly. You can never gig enough.
I think we've learned the places to play and not to play by playing. Yeah, we won't name names, but there's places that we don't like to play and places that are great and fun to play.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea ahead of time if an audience, like before you even play, if you look out at the audience and go, okay, these guys might respond well to what we're doing?
Yeah, because sometimes, like, what usually happened to us, like, we would get booked, like, with, you know, with, like, harder bands, you know, kind of like System of a Down stuff, kind of like, you know, sounding, and then it was like, you know, all, you know, here's you know, Axe and you know, Murder Kill, now Brutus Gets the Girl. So it's kind of like
Murder Kill.
I don't know, they're pretty good, you should check it out. But yeah, it's so it's kind of hard. So like everybody, you know, is all sweating, ready to start a mosh pit, and then we come on and like, you know, bust out the acoustic guitar and the keyboard.
Right, and they can't make that transition from throwing each other around to putting their arms around each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but you know what? It's funny though, when we have played shows like that, I think because maybe we kind of like sound different than everything else that sounds like that's playing that night. We have a few people come up and like, hey, you know, that was actually pretty cool. Blah blah blah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, refreshing.
Not to mention, some of our songs are in Spanish, you know, inspired by Solano and Marisol. And, you know, for non-Spanish speakers, they kind of, it's like, you kind of get that quizzical, huh, look. You know, I think that we're trying to bring something, you know, to our audience and trying to kind of expand their minds a little bit. And it's tough. So we have to find a crowd that is open to that. I think that's our big thing for playing live.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from?
Born.
Ancestrally.
Oh, Mexican. Yeah, Mexican. Yeah.
Jalisco. Tepatitlan, yeah. Jalisco.
Yeah, there she goes. Yeah, it's real deep down south kind of thing. And like,
it's like in the middle. It's like right above Mexico City.
So that's where your parents were born?
That's where my parents were born. And like, you know, Meg got married, stuff like that. And then right before they had me, they moved to Monrovia, actually, and
been there since.
It was a foggy morning on a never mind.
Does that influence your music? Does it influence the writing?
You know what, it definitely does, because like you can't help but grow up listening to like songs that your parents play, you know, stuff like that. And it even though you don't think it does, I think it deep inside, when you start playing, like, you kind of like go like, hey, you know, kind of hear some Spanish guitar in the background here, and you know, you kind of start backstepping and saying like, hey, wait a minute, you know. my parents said it is true kind of thing. So I don't know.
I remember being like 6 years old and like my mom had a lot. She was like a huge Barry Manilow fan. And I remember loving it, you know, as a 6 year old, but secretly thinking that maybe I was being damaged.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, I have a, yeah, there's some of those, you know, those, what's it called? Like the, you know, forbidden things to say, like artists that you like but you don't really want to say, like those
guilty pleasures.
Pleasures, there you go. Yeah, for me it's Prince. I don't know. I'm not, you know, Purple Rain's top 10, one of my top 10 albums for sure.
Most of my DJ sets are just hour-long guilty pleasures.
That's cool. That's real cool.
Tell me about this name. It's an unusual name for a band.
Brutus Gets the Girl.
It's a story in a name. Tell me the story.
The story, I when I was looking for a name for a band, my voice cracked right now, by the way, if you guys didn't catch that.
Yeah, did I touch a nerve?
I think you did. Yeah, that's it. what it is, it's that I was looking for a name for the band, and I was thinking way too hard. I was trying to come up with the coolest name in the world.
Yeah, we got a lot of names.
Yeah, it's just none of them. Yeah,
I think Axe was one of them.
Axe, Murder Kill,
and Murder Kill.
Murder Kill. I like that one.
Yeah,
Death Munch.
There you go. but we had a lot of when Marisol and I were playing, we had a lot of different names for the band that we were like throwing out there, and we would change our band name like every week, and it was crazy. I don't know, it was too much. So then I just decided we got to pick one name, and that's it. And I was out eating pizza with my friends, spinach pizza. And we started talking about Popeye, of course. And then we came up with, like, you know, why didn't Brutus ever, you know, hook up with Olive Oil? And they were like, well, one day Brutus is going to get the girl. And then the little light bulb turned on.
It was born.
Yep. And hence the name began.
But wow. I'm glad you didn't side with, you know, didn't call the band Extra Cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
There were a lot of other things that happened that day that could have influenced us.
I know. Parking ticket, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, why don't we play a track from this EP and then we'll talk about how you put it together and where people can get it and all that stuff.
Sounds good.
What do you recommend? We played Lifesaver already. That was the first track.
Okay. Second track's cool. What happened?
All right.
That one's cool.
You're listening to Brutus Gets the Girl on Is Good, killradio.org.
Like a car inside.
we're back with Brutus Gets the Girl on Is Good on killradio.org. During that song, a fan called in to say hello. Perhaps she'll call back. We'll put her on the air. In the meantime, tell me about your fans. Like, what kind of people really respond to your music, and what kind of people do you really want to respond to your music?
We want everybody to respond to
music.
Hello? Yeah, there we go.
All right. Yeah, we want everybody to respond to the music, actually. I just think, I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, Brutusites? I mean, do you have, like,
that's cool. I like
followers?
That. Yeah, that yeah, we have a little small group of, it's mostly close friends and family members, but it's expanding into, like, actual people that we've never met before until, like, you know, they either heard us on MySpace or on shows or mm-hmm. stuff like that, and that's always awesome. That's always great, you know, and I think slowly but surely it's growing.
And sometimes it's, like, surprising some people, like, who will come up to us after shows, like, you'll never expect. Like, I think once we played at a coffee house, and, like, these two little old ladies, like, you know, and they're like those rich ladies with, like, their mink coat and stuff. They're like, oh, I really liked your music. Like,
yeah.
Just sometimes you just
they
never
sounded
know.
Like they were from Transylvania. Just
yeah.
Like
that. They said they were from there.
Right. Are you guys big in Transylvania? Oh, here's the call.
Wait, what?
Kill Radio.
Okay,
I got to put you on the air.
Here's a fan.
So here's a fan. We were just talking about fans. Mm-hmm. Say hello.
Yeah.
So you're a fan of Brutus Gets the Girl?
Yeah, me here. We're big fans.
And what's your name?
My name's Cassandra.
Cassandra!
And how did you first hear about the band?
From Marisol. We went to school together, and every time performances, she'd give me a flyer. So every Brutus Gets the Girl flyer.
You have a collection of flyers?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about the band?
Marisol.
Thank you. Good answer.
Oh, my God.
Well, cool. Are you going to go see them at their next show?
I don't know when their next show is.
All right. You want to ask them?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Your next show.
When's your next show?
Our next show? We're actually in the process of booking shows right now.
We want to record.
Yeah, we want to record. We're in the process of recording our album right now, like a full-length album. So I think right now, take advantage of summer breaks and stuff, and think mostly through June and maybe July we'll finish the album and start playing shows in July. Yeah, should be cool.
Hey, do you want to request a song for them to play live right now?
Mm-hmm. Ilya, what song you want to listen to?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
We'll surprise you, Cassie. We'll surprise you.
So I'm trying to get my other friend to talk because she's a big fan, but she's too shy.
Say something, Ilya.
I don't have a
you.
Song to request, just the old song.
Okay, well, we'll just go into a live song, and hopefully it'll be what you thought of.
Stop laughing.
Cool.
Cassie, I am the Phantom.
We'll dedicate the song to our fan out there.
Okay, this song is dedicated. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
She's my oldest friend. I've known her. She's my first friend in kindergarten.
Oldest friend. She's 110 years old.
No, I mean...
Wow, that's old.
Whatever. You guys get me.
You guys, being from Monrovia, I think... How did I meet... Through Klum, right?
Yeah,
you guys
are
friends with Klum, which is like the other band in Monrovia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the other one. Yeah, there's actually a few bands in Monrovia. Yeah, yeah, Brock produced actually, like three of our tracks on the EP, and with help from other members of Klum here and there. And we pretty much grew up together, mm-hmm. and we went to elementary school together and stuff, and mm-hmm. kind of like went our separate ways like during like high school, college, but then we met back up like maybe like 6 years ago. And we just kind of saw that we still had the same influences. Maybe it's something in the water in Monrovia that makes us all, like, we've all had film. We all, like, you know, we're into film and music, and we're starting bands. So it's just kind of like we're all taking our, you know, little baby steps and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Where can people get this EP?
They could actually download it, download all...
The whole thing?
download the whole thing on our website, BrutusGetsTheGirl.com.
You sure about that?
Yeah, yeah, for free. Or if they
want, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, if they want like a copy with like the, you know, the artwork and all that, like an actual hard copy,
mm-hmm.
they could send us a message either on MySpace or on our website and
just let us know.
Yeah, we'll sign it and we'll kiss it first. Yeah, do all that stuff. And
do you also like sell these at shows?
Yeah, we'll sell them at shows. We'll sell them at shows and stuff. And yeah, it's cool. The hard copy ones we sell, and if we have like just regular like, you know, burnt copies, we'll just give those away. Just,
cool.
You know, just spread the word.
Free music is cool.
Always.
But making music for free, not so cool.
No, that's not really so cool. Yeah, but.
Well, I mean, what you guys want to go into a song?
Yeah,
and before we run out of time, I want to get at least two songs out of you.
Right on.
Sweet.
Right on.
So, okay. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org, and my guest is Brutus Gets the Girl, and this is what they sound like in my little studio, KillRadio.org.
Algo en tus ojos que me da miedo. ¿Será que ya no quisieras besarme mis labios? Bostezando entre palabras, cuando hablas conmigo, ¿será que ya no quisieras tener un amigo? Puedo estar solo.
Puedo estar solo.
No te necesito.
No te necesito.
Aún sin ti. Al fin estoy completo. Puedo estar solo, no te necesito, aún sin ti, al fin estoy completo, al fin estoy completo. Al fin estoy completo.
Sweet.
Brutus Gets the Girl on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about this whole writing songs in Spanish. Do you think, does it matter so much? Like, if people understand the lyrics?
Sometimes I think it doesn't, because I think people, at least what's happened so far, is they hear the songs and kind of want to know what it's about. So that's pretty cool. They kind
of, so it's like a tease almost.
Yeah, a little bit, because like they might like some of our other songs. So then they hear this one, like, you know, a Spanish song, and they'll be like, "Hey, what is that a song about? What are the lyrics about? Blah blah blah." And it's cool. I like doing that, you know. And sometimes it's like, most of the songs for me come out in English, like when I write them, and then like I'll try to like transform it in Spanish, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And but like the songs that we do have in Spanish, I just kind of I wrote them in Spanish, so like it wasn't no like translation, you know. No, I didn't have to take out my translation dictionary or and make sure I got the proper writing.
And do you do the bulk of the writing yourself, or is it a collaborative process?
It's pretty much all of us write. It's it used to be just myself, like when we first started, but now it's pretty much everybody.
Do you think I should get that?
Yeah, let's get it.
Oh, it's the phone. I thought it was a bird outside. I was like,
kill radio. Oh, number one fan, I'm putting you back on the air.
All right.
Oh,
damn.
Hello, hello, number one fan.
Hey.
Oh, she's back.
I thought of a song I want to hear them play.
Oh, good, because we have time for one more song. It's perfect.
Okay. I want to hear Universe.
Ooh.
Is that doable?
Oh,
they
wow.
look stunned.
Universe.
It's actually a piano-based song. Oh, we have it on the CD.
We do have it on the CD.
Yeah, okay, well, we can play that as the last track on the CD, then. We'll end the show with it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Cassie.
You're going to play it!
All right.
Fantastic.
Oh, good old Cassandra.
Okay, well, before we run out of time, you guys want to do another live song? And then we'll end the show with
yeah,
the
totally.
CD?
Sounds good.
Sweet.
All right.
And as of right now, you're not sure where your next gig is, right? You guys just completed a couple
kind
of gigs
up in the air.
For May.
It's,
we're kind of focusing on recording.
Yeah, if shows come up, we'll you know, we'll play them, but we're not really like concentrating on booking a show right now until like just want to concentrate more on like the like my soul set.
Right, is myspace.com/BrutusGetsTheGirl. You guys have another website as well.
We have our own website, BrutusGetsTheGirl.com as well. They could get more, you know, same info pretty much. We update both of them. So
cool. So what are you gonna play for us now?
This one is actually a song that I do here. Something I kind of came up with, and it's loops and different kind of stuff that I do, and hopefully it comes out well. It's called Looking at Each Other's Souls. It's about a dream I had about the world ending, and the only person that matters is the person that's next to you that you love, and when you're with somebody that you love, you don't care what's going on around you. It's just kind of the world like going up in flames and stuff, but as long as you have somebody there with you, I think get through anything, so...
Wow,
that's what
deep.
It is.
Sounds good
Thanks.
To me. I think I've had that dream, actually.
Really? Cool.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Brutus Gets the Girl.
To face people dying, angels screaming, are we dreaming? Are we dreaming? You and I in a kiss, we just stare. how we love, how we love us, and we're dying, looking at each other's souls, and we're running, looking at each other's souls. Where we are in our lives means a lot to our eyes. Are we dreaming? Are we dreaming? Are we waiting, looking at each other's souls? Are we waiting, looking at each other's souls? Looking at each other's souls, our souls, looking at each other's souls.
That was abrupt, but beautiful.
Sorry.
Brutus Gets the Girl, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is the Contra Love EP. It's pretty damn cool, so people should check out BrutusGetsTheGirl.com, MySpace.com/BrutusGetsTheGirl. Joe, Silvano, Mike, Marisol, everyone, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Joe.
Playing. Coming up this Tuesday, Is Good has a special edition of the show from 12 to 2. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be interviewing AM, which was LA Weekly's best singer-songwriter of 2005. So a special edition of Is Good this Tuesday, the 6th. And then Thursday, the 8th, I'm interviewing the recently reunited 80s synth-pop phenomenon Information Society. So be sure to tune in for that at our regular scheduled time. I like saying regularly scheduled time. It has a nice ring to it.
It sounds
cool. So we're going to leave you with one more Brutus Gets the Girl track. Which was personally requested by their number one fan. It's called Universe.
Woot.
And this entire interview will be available for download later today. Check out myspace.com/thisisgood for more information.